Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
South Africans are already feeling the pinch of higher fuel prices, rising interest rates, and the cost of living generally. But now even keeping your car roadworthy is getting a whole lot tougher. With the looming shutdown of several ArcelorMittal steel mills, the cost of maintaining vehicles could spike even further. Parts may become scarcer, imports pricier, and delays even more frequent. So is there a way in which we can cushion the blow? And I wonder if insurance plays any role in shielding drivers from the worst of it. Well, I want to put all of that to Thando Ngibe, who is Senior Manager at Budget Insurance. Let's discuss the pressures and also if there are any options. So, Thando, a very warm welcome to you. Let's start with the basics, the closure of local steel mills. Why would it be such a big deal for the motoring public?
Sure, Jeremy, thank you. I think the parts business in South Africa has evolved over the last couple of years. What we've seen is that we used to manufacture a lot of parts locally, and now we do import quite a lot of parts. However, there are still some parts being manufactured locally. And we think that those parts that are made here will definitely come under some pressure if the shutting down of these steel mills continues.
And is it a radical disruption in that steel supply chain that would end up affecting car part availability?
No, I certainly don't want to be an alarmist and say it would be radical because we already import so much. However, I do definitely think it will apply some pressure on that pricing.
So, Thando, are you already then seeing signs either through claims data or repair delays? And is this starting to trickle down to the likes of you and I, consumers?
No, I think it is a bit soon for that. We've not yet seen signs coming through our data. However, I can tell you in the industry, it's definitely something that everybody from insurance and the automotive space is keeping a close eye on. Just because of how expensive it already is to repair vehicles in South Africa, I think anything that could add to that is something that is of significant interest to us.
So at this stage, do you have any sense of what it might cost in the future in terms of either expense or just difficulty in accessing?
At this point, the data suggests that what we would likely see is marginal increases because of how much we import. I think that shift that has happened over time, even though it has not been great for the industry, will now actually work in our favor in cushioning the impact. Mm-hmm. However, we are concerned about the availability of parts because once you rely exclusively on imports, you're really not in control of what happens. And we think that the delay and the cost could become quite concerning going into the future.
So obviously people are going to need some assistance in this respect. So from an insurance perspective, how can providers help cushion these increased costs for policyholders? Is that feasible? Is it doable?
I think the industry definitely has a role to play. And in fairness, I think the insurance industry, alongside the other stakeholders in the automotive space, are already doing some good work. So an example is we really have a lot of buying power if you look at the insurance industry with their partners in panel beating, etc. And that buying power should be leveraged as much as possible to bring in parts at the best cost that we can get them for. And secondly, the automotive partners are doing a lot of work around warehousing to ensure that when there's good opportunities to bring in very popular parts at a lower cost, they do so and they keep them in the country. In that way, we shield the consumer from that additional pressure that happens when the rand fluctuates, as we've seen in recent times.
So you talk then about working with the full supply chain to minimize any impact on consumers. Is that collaboration, though, happening sufficiently quick enough, given the shock that we might experience going forward?
I think some good strides have been made in that collaboration. However, Jeremy, I must say, I think we will need to sharpen our pencils as an industry a little bit more to fast track that and do it a little bit better in order to further protect our customers.
And Thando, inevitable that we're going to experience higher premiums or slower turnaround times if part imports remain costly and that supply chain, as you've referenced, remains or stays constrained.
Sure. I think that is why it's so important that we sharpen our pencils, because as insurers, increasing premiums is sort of the last thing you want to look at. You really want to do everything you can to shield your customer from that inflation. And only as a last resort do you really want to go and look at what you can do from a premium perspective. Mm.
So critical then that drivers now reevaluate the kind of insurance that they have, I guess, particularly those with either older or imported vehicles. How do you approach that in terms of optimizing cover?
Sure. I think what is important is consumers need to be very well aware of whether their vehicle still has a manufacturer warranty and how long it would have that warranty for. Because that warranty generally provides some decent cover when we're dealing with mechanical issues that may arise. However, in South Africa, we do know we do keep our cars for quite some long time, and a lot of people have got vehicles that are outside of that manufacturer warranty. And I think for those consumers, it is important for you to find cover that can give you mechanical and electrical breakdown cover to ensure that if tomorrow something happens with your vehicle and it is no longer working, somebody else can pick up that cost for you.
But inevitably, we are going to see a shift in consumer behavior if repair costs rise, maybe more interest in just write-offs or people simply downgrading their vehicles, which we know is already happening.
I think we definitely will see some shifts in consumer behavior. I mean, we've already seen in the market with the increase in these new vehicle makes, they're really bringing in some longer warranties, which might drive more people towards purchasing new cars, a lot of them coming into the space right now with really long warranties compared to what we've traditionally seen in South Africa. However, for the people who are not going to go down that route, I think we really might see people downgrading from the bigger cars, which are usually more costly to fix, and they might settle for something a little bit more cost effective should they run into some trouble.
And just a final one, this is also a job story, I imagine. And if we have a potential loss of 4,000 jobs at these steel mills, surely that would have some impact on the wider automotive and insurance ecosystem.
That is certainly the biggest one, Jeremy. Job losses in a country like ours is not something you want to hear, because we know the devastating impact it has on our society. But to answer your question, I think the other thing in South Africa we might lose track of is that when jobs are lost, we often see a correlation with things like crime, with things like social unrest, and that impacts the entire value chain going beyond just insurance and the automotive sector. So that remains one of the largest concerns.
I'm going to leave it there with my deep thanks and appreciation. Senior Manager at Budget Insurance, Thando Ngibi, thank you very much.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.